Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The Trident. Poseidon, the god of the oceans, weapon of choice. Ancient mermen used to use this weapon in battle to fight against the crustacean armies and all the shrimps and jellyfish in the sea. I often come out here to this abandoned cement factory to harness his power, learn his secrets, think about life.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, a special edition of the big show today, the Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics, in conjunction with the Winter Olympics going on in Italy right now. We figured we'd steal that idea and turn it into something that we could abuse and use to our own advantage, educate the world with some scuba trivia and find out exactly how slow the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is. The last question was... This coral reef is located off South Africa at the meeting point of the Benguela Current and Aguelas Current. It is named after the sunken three-masted vessel, also a good site to locate the ragged tooth shark. And the question went to Team Hammerhead, made up of CJ, the Aqua Gypsy, and Captain DeMartini. They've thought about it during the commercial break. And I think they may have come up with an answer, but I don't know. I still see that same blank look on Cock Johnson.
I should have cheated.
Question. There is no cheating. There is only winning. So did you cheat and look it up and Google it?
I should have looked it up. I didn't.
Okay. Do you have a guess? Like an even
I don't.
Slightly...
Do you guys have a guess?
Yeah, it's the all shawl. It's like in that like Kwazuli or whatever.
Okay, you say Aliwal Shoal. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's in KwaZulu.
Yeah, see? She totally cheated.
See? No, I didn't. I went to a thing about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
A thing.
You know, you can cheat as long as you don't tell me you're cheating and I don't see it.
No, I went to a meeting in Long Beach.
Yeah, and learned about that shoal where you can find the ragged tooth shark.
Yes.
I love the way that she's trying to...
KwaZulu, how can you ever forget that? I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it, but it's like KwaKulu or something.
Yes, that is correct. Something. That is absolutely perfect. I love.
No, it's not. It's way wrong.
Game's over. There's no way they can catch up.
No, there is.
It's mathematically impossible.
I mean, you guys got that question correct, so you survived another day. So
I
got to come up with another question.
Knew that
but we're
question.
So far ahead, it's ridiculous.
Jerry, the diver guy. I'm gonna give them
almost every single one right.
All right, I'm gonna give them an easy one to see if they can kind of catch up.
Redeem themselves.
And yeah,
so
we've only
once
missed
again,
like one.
Well, Jerry the Diver Guy and
Shut
Casey
up,
Tobacco
one.
Nut are the other team, which is Gay Bigfoot's cuddle buddies.
Oh,
right.
God.
Is the name. All right. Here's the question for you.
Is this like double points?
It depends if you get it wrong or right.
With the abuse we take.
Yes. While diving in cold water, you should wear a hood because you lose as much as blank percent of body heat from your head, according to many dive books and instructors. What percentage of body heat do you lose from your head, Jerry, Casey, otherwise known as
I'll
the
have to
gay
throw
Bigfoot
this over to my
buddies.
Partner because he's the only cold water diver of the team.
What percentage
70%.
Of heat? 70%, you say. Do you agree with him, Casey?
I'll have to go with that because myself, I don't dive if it's under 75.
Well, okay. So are you saying 70 or 75?
No, I'll go with his answer. Oh. Yeah.
Big mistake. It's 75%. So that's how
much. Damn, I was close.
Well, close. No cigar, my friend. Close, and you end up getting stabbed as your torture. And you're probably going to like this. So I don't... Ooh. Ah. Ooh, that's gross.
If that's a triple point question, I've got it right.
Is that his intestines on the floor? Gross. Okay. Well, I thought you guys had a shot, but maybe the Hammerheads are going to run away with us. Let's go back to them.
Actually, CJ's gone now. So that's like a forfeit.
What do you mean? He lost?
No, he's not there no more.
That's a forfeit.
It is hard to catch up to them.
Well,
that's a forfeit.
Well, they got a three-way going, so they got two to lean on. So if he pops back in and helps his team out, great. If he doesn't, well, that's on him. Okay. Here's the question for the Hammerheads right now, made up of the Aqua Gypsy and Camel Di Martini. Among these listed, the best reason sport divers should carry a dive knife is blank. What do you think there, Brittany?
Rapidly swim away.
Ah!
No.
I like that. You cut them by the Achilles heel.
But you said among these, so you have answers, and we have to pick the proper one.
Nah, you can guess this one. It shouldn't be that hard. What do you use a dive knife for? Why? What is the main reason or best reason to carry a dive knife on your person?
I know the answer to that one.
Nope. Yeah, it's not your turn. You wait your turn.
Entanglements.
Entanglements? Is what, cutting free of entanglements, I assume? I'll give you that much. Yes, that is correct. So they are on a roll.
They get a point.
Yeah. I mean, they are on a roll. Okay, back to KC.
We're the teacher's
nut.
Pet.
Maybe.
He's giving you points for your looks, baby.
Okay. All right, here's one for you, Casey and Jerry. Why is it advisable to always wear a wetsuit, even in warm tropical waters? This could be a trick question, or it may not be. But what would be the main reason? Why is it advisable to always wear a wetsuit, even in warm tropical waters? Jerry?
As a
Casey?
Rash guard.
Rash guard, says.
From abrasions.
Mm-hmm. Or stinging nettles.
Thermal protection.
Well, you got to pick one or the other. Which one is it? Which one are you saying?
Abrasion.
You say abrasions.
Well,
and
protection against anything in warm water.
Protection against the elements.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Which one is it? Pick one or the other or what? What is it?
Hazardous underwater animals, small and large.
Are you guys going to agree amongst yourselves or not?
Stings and abrasions.
Stings. Okay. They're.
That's both.
Yeah. Okay. The answer is. Well, I guess I'll give it to you. It's to prevent heat loss and protect against jellyfish stings.
And well, there you go.
And I said it earlier, thermal protection, abrasions, and
yeah, but you got to finalize your answer. You can't sit there and we'll throw out every answer in the book and expect me
Casey
to keep giving
done part
it.
Of it, not done the other.
But half. The answer you just gave us was every answer in the book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those are three answers that we gave.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get an extra bell.
No, I shall not provide that to you. Okay, next question for the Hammerheads. Are you ready, Brittany? Okay, here we go. Virtually undisturbed by humans, this island is the largest coral atoll in the world at 248 square miles and is located in the Indian Ocean. What is the name of this island? This is a tough one. This is going to be tricky. Can they hold on to their streak? Are they finally going to choke?
Indian Ocean.
What do you say, Brittany?
Oh, no, we're talking. We're just
talking
discussing.
Amongst themselves. They're thinking.
Madagascar, but that's off the coast of Africa.
They went quite a while without being.
But I think it's bigger. You said 248
square mile atoll, coral atoll, the largest coral atoll in the world. What is it? And they're, I'm going to give them a little more time because this is a little trickier one. And we'll all learn together next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.